All right, 3, 2, 1. How's it going, everybody? And welcome back to the Nerd Stuff with Ian 2.0 podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Ian. And today's episode, as you guys have already read the title, we're going to talk about Thor: Love and Thunder and the teaser trailer that Marvel had dropped. And then we'll talk about a couple other things that kind of happened recently. So, Thor: Love and Thunder, the trailer dropped. You had Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses playing in the background. And there was a lot to unpack throughout it. Honestly, something I really appreciated from Taika Waititi was he did, you know, Thor growing up. You know, the different outfits. And I love the classic throwback to, you know, the Jack Kirby, Stan Lee time on Thor before they really updated the costume to make it now this more black and silver kind of outfit that's currently stayed at since the J. Michael Straczynski run. So, and like everything else we've seen. Because as much as I'd personally love to see it, I also know that if you're trying to put that out as a film, it's going to be real awkward when you have a very bright blue and armor on Thor and have him be taken seriously as he battles people. But that's just me. Recently, I know Marvel's been kind of doing that. They did that with Loki, where you had the older Loki in the classic Loki costume. And just going from there, it was just nice to see those things. It was nice seeing the evolution. It was also interesting to kind of see the path that they're trying to keep Thor going on, where, you know, now that Thanos is gone, he kind of wants to just be a pacifist. He doesn't want to be a warrior anymore. You know, he feels like he's lost something and he's trying to find himself. And I think that's an interesting journey for the character of Thor. It's very different than how the comic books kind of were, where once Thor lost, you know, his ability to wield Mjolnir because he felt himself unworthy due to fear itself and what Nick Fury said to him, you know, Thor kind of just went on this journey to try and get Mjolnir back and find himself to be worthy. And I thought that was interesting in the comic books, but I think Taika Waititi's kind of changing up a little bit. I think Marvel did one thing that I feel like in the comics they really couldn't do is, you know, fully just be like, you know what, Thor's got the new hammer, he's got Stormbreaker. And he doesn't really need the hammer. They've established it in the Donny Cates run. Like, technically, Thor doesn't really need the hammer. He just uses it as a conduit. And all that stuff's kind of gone through. But they've kind of, you know, taken Thor, you know, really having to wield the hammer and really finally did the thing. Did what I think what a lot of people were kind of curious if Marvel would ever do in the MCU, which is doing the human to, you know, Thor transformation. And of course, they pulled Jane Foster Thor, which I know some people have issues with, some people don't. I personally, when I first heard it, I was like, this is kind of a cash grab. I don't know how I really feel about it. You've got other characters like, you know, Valkyrie, who would have been an interesting one. You've got Lady Sif. You had other characters you clearly could have given the Hammer of Thor to. But when I really sat back and read it and thought about what Jason Aaron's thought process was, yeah, he could give those characters, he could give Lady Sif or, you know, Valkyrie and them the hammer of Thor and they could wield it and it would cool and a lot of people would back it. But there was a what if story is what if, you know, Jane Foster got the power of Thor? She gained Mjolnir. And you could tell that story kind of permeated with Jason Aaron and he was like, cool, why don't I just redo that? Why don't I kind of just bring back the humanity of Thor? Because, I mean, Jason Aaron's, you know, Thor God of Thunder really focused on a much more a young Thor, past, present, and future with the whole storyline. I'm not going to go through it just because there's a lot to unpack with it, and that's probably one of my favorite Thor stories that's been written, and I really appreciated the story, and I love the artwork on it. But when I look at why they went that way, it makes sense. Why Jason Aaron did that, I have no issues with it, because it's reminiscent of Donald Blake Thor, where Donald Blake would transform. But that was kind of always the issue with Donald Blake and Thor. There was never, technically, if Donald Blake never transformed back from being Thor, it was never needed. Technically, Donald Blake was always kind of meant to be just the ability to humble Thor. And when, you know, going through that and really having that expanded upon in Walter Simonson's Thor run, where he took away Donald Blake from Thor and they separated them out, and they got brought back in J. Michael Straczynski's, and then they've since just kind of not brought back Donald Blake, and then Donny Cates kind of brought him back in a weird way. So he's had an on-again, off-again thing with the character for Donald Blake, and it was referenced in the MCU. But with Jane Foster getting the Hammer of Thor, ultimately you do know that there is the finite time she has. If she stays as Thor, it's cool. She can be a goddess. She can be the goddess of thunder. She can do all those things. But the moment she transforms back, you know, she still has cancer. And it made a very interesting story and time clock you could put on the character, where you know it's not permanent, but at the same time, you can write a decent story that can elevate the character and bring back the humanity of Thor without having to just rehash the same thing. So when I looked at it that way, to me, it makes sense. It's not a bad idea. It's a interesting thing, and you kind of knocked out two birds with one stone. So to kind of get back to the trailer, you do see more of, you know, Thor's interactions with Star-Lord and the Guardians of the Galaxy, which now I don't know if they're really the Guardians of the Galaxy or if they're the Ravengers, because it's kind of a weird spot. You know, you also get to see Thor training to get back in shape. You're seeing a lot of different things that I thought were interesting for them to do. And throughout it, I thought it was a cool idea. Like, I liked what they did. We didn't see anything too crazy. It was a trailer that kind of gave us the idea, like, okay, cool. Like, this is happening with Thor. And then at the end, you see Jane Foster Thor. And I thought it was interesting. I liked the trailer. I rewatched it like 3 times just to kind of make sure within it, I kind of caught everything. But with that, before the trailer even dropped, there was some toy leaks from Marvel Legends. So, for people who don't know, I am a, you know, toy collector, I guess, if that's how it's wanted to be put out there. And when I saw those, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, people are having these out at Walmart. And of course, like everybody else, like, especially if you're like big Hasbro, Marvel Legends enthusiasts and everything like that, you're looking out there on the pegs to get them. And there were people that managed to get them ahead of a street date. And the street date was today, April 26th. A lot, like, I think the leak came from somebody within Walmart. Don't fully quote me on that, but I definitely know the leak came up that way. And a lot of companies got hit hard with that. Do not release. April 26th is when we're doing it, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, they hard stopped it. Like, and I don't know. There's a bigger thing. I've definitely been one of those people. Like, I finally found it. Somebody put the thing on the peg, and then the employee comes up, takes it, and I'm like, well, this sucks. I had it, and then somebody takes it. So I understand, you know, companies, they got to deal with street dates. Toys weren't supposed to be put out. Employee messed up, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to condone somebody just scanning out another figure, because at the end of the day, that causes shrinkage. And when you do that, it means you're losing profit from a new wave. And then essentially, even though Hasbro is $1 billion-plus company and there's other issues with going into that, and there's plenty of other people that could talk about it. But to kind of get back to it, there'd be more issues. And then when people want more of the wave, well, you're not going to get more of the wave because it's not selling. Particularly, look at if you go into your local Target or Walmart's now, if you look down their toy aisle, more than likely, you might still see some Eternal stuff. You might now be seeing some Doctor Strange stuff. But if you go on the clearance, you're going to see a lot of Eternal stuff. Because Eternal figures just didn't sell. Same thing with Shang-Chi. That didn't sell. But that's neither here nor there at the end of that. So to get back to what I was talking about, with the figure leaks, you got to see, you know, a lot of stuff that you didn't see in the trailer. And a lot of stuff that people were kind of curious about that we've heard. So Taika Waititi's trying to do a lot on a great adaption, or I should say, trying to do an adaption of Jason Aaron's Thor run, where he's pulling from primarily Jason Aaron's Thor run, and then pulling, from what I can tell, a little bit of Walter Simonson with, if you've seen the figure leaks, you know he has, there's a figure that's the armored Thor figure. If you look at it, it's pulled from the Walter Simonson Thor run, you know, where he's fully armored up, all that. So you had Armored Thor, Ravager Thor, Teen Groot, Star-Lord with a long coat, King Valkyrie, which we did see in the trailer, looked interesting, kind of her being bored, having to rule Asgard. You had Jane Foster Thor, and you had Gore, the God Butcher, which I think they're just going to call him Gore because people don't always appreciate, or a lot of parents in the long run probably wouldn't want to like appreciate hearing like, man, I really want to get this Gore the God Butcher figure for their 4-year-old. But I understand. Gore's easier. It's 4 words or 4 letters, and it just keeps it pushing. So with those figures, we got to see kind of what potentially could be happening. And when that happened, everyone's like, well, we never even got a trailer. What's going on? Everyone's having a frenzy and stuff like that. Now we finally got the trailer. We're like, okay, we know the storyline you're going with. We're interested to see what you're going to do at the end of the day. So it's been a lot. I know for me, I'm definitely interested to see Thor, Love, and Thunder. I'm curious to see what it's going to see. What Taika Waititi's really going to pull versus what he's going to be like, you know what, this really is not needed. And personally, I love Jason Aaron's Thor God of Thunder run. Like I said earlier, that's like one of my favorite like Thor stories particularly. And it's a story that's great for the character of Thor at the end of the day. Because unfortunately, Thor can be really boring if you don't give him the right villains and don't give him the right story. You know, because unfortunately, like, what can you do with a god? It's kind of the issue that came up. But, man, there's a lot I could talk about with Thor, Love, and Thunder, stories they're pulling, all that stuff. But overall, I'm excited about it. If you haven't checked out the trailer, go check it out. It's definitely worth it. And in all honesty, if you're trying to pick up the figures and you're somebody who wants them, today is the day to like find them. You can find them, I think, on Target. I think they should be out on pegs at Target, Walmart. I know they're on order right now for Amazon. I think Entertainment Earth, Dorkside, all those other toy places. If you're somebody who's a big collector and you just, for whatever reason, you just haven't either kept up or, you know, life's kind of kicked in. You're like, you know, I really do love Thor. I want to get into it. There, you have your options. I definitely was kind of like, all right, I'll just wait till it hits Amazon, just because I'm like, I might as well just get the figures I know that are going to be hard to find in store, and then from there, kind of go and get the rest. That's my thought process. Not saying it's everybody's, but it's either here nor there. So I guess let me just close this up. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening. As always, you guys can find me on Anchor, Apple, Podbean, any place you listen to your podcast, as well as you guys can find me at Facebook and Twitter. You guys can also find me on Instagram as well at NerdStuffWithIan. And you guys can always email me at NerdStuffWithIan@gmail.com. And I don't know, debating whether or not to make a Discord. Really haven't figured if I want to do one yet or not. I don't know. Kind of, I'll figure it out when I get there. But as always, thank you guys for listening, and have a great day. Later.